You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Marko Arnautovic to score and Stoke to win was 5-2. Now 11-4. Umar Niasse to score and Hull to win was 11-2. That's been enhanced to 6-1. How can you call this one, Derek? I mean, a month ago, you'd have been licking your chops getting even money Stoke at home to Hull. But Hull have worked their way out of the relegation zone, won 3 of the last 5. But admittedly, those wins have come at the KCOM. And away from home, their form still reads, played 16, 1-1, drawn 2, which is almost as bad as Burnley.
Yeah, it's incredible. But, you know, you have to take your hat off to what the manager's done there with, you know, taking over a threadbare squad that looked as though they're going to be stuck at the bottom of the league all season long and losing 2 of his best players, and yet still they're sitting 17th now. You know, they're longing for the season to end right now. We mentioned that West Ham was, you know, sealed survival last week. Right. Well, we should be saying that Stoke is safe as well because they're on the same number of points as West Ham, and yet it seems to me that they're not. The way they're playing at the moment, Stoke, you know... Okay, they dominated Liverpool in the first half, but they were playing against pretty much a Bugsy Malone 11 that Liverpool fielded in that first half. You know, and they got Mullen in the second half. There's something not quite right about Stoke at the moment. If Hull were to win this game, they'd only be 3 points behind them. You know, whether that would you say that brings Stoke into it or it makes Hull safe, I don't know. It depends on which way you read it. What I'm saying is that at the moment, you can't back Stoke with any kind of confidence, even at evens against a team that's been in relegation trouble all season. And I'm going to give Hull a go here. I think they're playing with a little bit of confidence. And okay, I know away from home, that confidence probably dips a fair, you know, 50%. But they're not playing a great side here. They're not playing a side that's full of confidence. I'm going to give Hull a chance at these prices.
14-5 Hull, Derek's pick. Tom?
Yeah, I would go pro Hull here as well. I mean, again, Stoke in that bracket. There's a few teams, isn't there? We talked about them. But you know, where are they at this season? They've lost games. They can argue they've had some tough matches. They're not playing with that kind of fluency. And we've got to remember this season with Stoke is, you know, they had that awful start. We knew they were going to pull out of it. But they actually relied on Peter Crouch, you know, coming in from the Colts. He went on that scoring run. They actually pushed themselves. I know they were never really in a relegation battle, but it did get them into a pretty comfortable position. Since then, they've lost their way a little bit. They've got some flaky players going forward for me. And, you know, I think that will have really hurt them, much as the last week's result will have given Liverpool a huge boost. I think it will really dampen sort of Stoke spirits, and Hull's away record, of course, is poor, but this is an opportunity for them. There's no question about it. I think it could easily end up in a draw, and I definitely think both teams getting on the score sheet is something to look at, because still Hull, particularly away from home, they're a completely different animal and they do concede goals. But I'd be quite happy to take. I'm gonna play them on the draw no bet here at 2-1, just to cover myself, a little bit of insurance there, but I'm not interested in backing Stoke, and you know, I want to be backing a team, Hull, who can produce a result, there's no question.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.